This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
What do you do as a couple to have fun? What do you do as a couple to do something extraordinary? It's quite common for couples to get stuck in the day-to-day grind of life, where you're paying the bills, picking up the kids, running errands for the home, seeing to this and seeing to that. It's pretty much mundane, and you are basically living a life of routine. So the question is, when last did you do something out of the ordinary? When last did you do something extraordinary? When last did you go out of your way to create a special moment? Many of us have got a lot of answering to do in that department. When last did I have something special with my partner? You see, when you ask many people, do you love your partner? And the answer will be, yes, I love my partner. But I'm not so sure if the spark is still there. I'm not so sure if the passion is still alive. And that's where we need to work on. Because when the spark leaves the relationship, that's when the marriage becomes pretty much dull, colorless, and mundane. If you look at the lives of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam and the Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, there were spontaneous moments. There were moments out of the ordinary where they created love and mahabba amongst themselves. I mean, look at this example of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam racing with Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha. That's extraordinary. That's going out of your way to do something that will remember, your partner will remember for a very long time. So they had a race, and the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam raced with her in Medina, and she won. And then they had a race sometime later, and the Prophet of Allah won, and he said to her affectionately, now we are equal, now we are equal. I won you and you also won me. So this is creating extraordinary moments. It's these memories that you cherish later on in life. I'm asking you, if you close your eyes now, how many pleasant memories and how many occasions can your partner think of as a couple? Or is it just fighting? Is it just mundane activities? Is it just chores that they remember with you? Look at this example of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It's amazing. It is amazing. Going out of your way to create special memories with one another. There is the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He is observing i'tikaf in the masjid. But look how romantic this is. He puts his head out of the tent where he's making i'tikaf, and Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha, the beloved consort of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, starts to comb the hair of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Isn't this amazing? On the one hand, it's an intimate moment with your creator. I'tikaf is meant to disconnect from everything in the world and to solely focus on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yet, on the other hand, the Prophet of Allah is being spontaneous. He's going out of his way to create time for him and his wife. Isn't this amazing? This is amazing. He's teaching us the balance. And he's telling us, don't get stuck in the mundane things of life where you forget to enjoy the beautiful moments together. Whether it's eating together, whether it's racing with one another, whether it's simple things like combing each other's hair. Allahu Akbar. Isn't this amazing? Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha says, كُنْتُ أُرَجِّلُ شَعْرَ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ وَأَنَا حَائِضٌ. I used to comb the hair of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam whilst I was in my monthlies. Whilst I was in my monthly menstruation. Amazing. She says that the Nabi of Allah would place his head in my lap and he would recite Quran while I would be busy giving him a massage or combing his hair. Isn't this amazing? Isn't this a memory that she is able to share with the greater ummah because it was so pleasant and touching to her as a lady? And that's what I'm saying, that we need to create fun moments. Don't just talk about bills and finances and budget and school fees and homework and chores of the house. That must continue. But don't lose the spark in your marriage. Create time for one another. Create time for one another. Create special moments where it's only you and your partner, not the kids. They are part of the relationship. But at the end of the day, you also have a special bond with your partner. So go out of your way. Create special moments. Once a month, go out as a couple, only you and your partner. Once a month, when you're going out, dress up for one another. I want you to think of your initial days when you were married. Things would come on natural, isn't it? You would put in the extra effort. You would take the time to beautify yourself. You would take the time to be attractive for your wife. You chose a place to dine. You chose the moment. You prepared for it. What happened to that? What happened to that? Now that spontaneity is no longer there. That same spark needs to be rekindled in the marriage. Create that once a month occasion where you go out as a couple and you dress up for one another. You take the extra effort. You have that special moment together. And then when you look back, wow, you got memories to cherish. You know, I miss about this about my husband. I miss this about my wife. I look forward to this. I look forward to that. So prepare in advance, point number one. Look at your schedule. Even if it means in 2 weeks' time, even if it means in 3 weeks' time that you're planning something special, do it. Point number two, if you got some pressing issues that you want to discuss with your partner, let it be after the special moment. Don't go there and you spoil the special occasion because now you are talking about finances or something that you want to bring up that's irking you. You spoil the moment. Just enjoy each other's company. When you were newly married, you weren't going to restaurants and talking about problems. You were talking about romantic stuff. You can still do so, even 20 years after you are married. So don't spoil the occasion by talking about mundane things of the home. You know, I need to do this, I need to do that, and I think I need to do this. That's going to spoil the occasion. Point number three, it doesn't have to be expensive. You don't have to go to an exotic location. A ordinary takeout or an ordinary simple meal that you're going to have together is good enough to strengthen the relationship. Point number four, appreciate each other when you are together. When you are together, you say good things to one another. Express positive sentiments. And remember, every special moment that you have together will strengthen your relationship, will help you cross the daily hurdles of life, will help you get over the issues that you are struggling with in your marriage. So be spontaneous at times. At times, you come with some surprise to home. At times, have it pre-planned. So have special moments. What I'm emphasizing on is have special moments. And remember to have special moments. It doesn't have to be expensive. A daily walk together, watching the sunrise or the sunset, or just chit-chatting with one another besides mundane things, or giving each other a scrub, or giving each other a massage, or combing each other's hair. All these things are creating special memories for your partner. Something to cherish. Something to cherish. Before you go to bed, before you retire to bed, why don't you spend a few moments relaxing, giving your partner a nice back massage or a shoulder rub or something like that. These moments are going to go a long way in your marriage. It's going to go a very long way. Don't get stuck in the mundane things of life. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us all. May Allah give us the ability to inspire ourselves from the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his beloved partners, the Ummahatul Mu'mineen. I share with you the examples of Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, how they would go out of the way to create special moments. She says, when we were eating, the Prophet of Allah would eat from the same place, from the same utensil. When I would drink, he would take the utensil and drink from the same place where I drank from. And we even had ghusl together, obviously in its proper context. But this is all memories. Memories. Leave your partner with good memories, so that when you are not around, at least they have something to think of. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us all. Ameen.